Hello, everyone, and welcome to Global Expression Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Global Expressions Podcast, where we have communications between international professors, faculties, and students. I'm Jiayu Yan, and you can also call me Angel. I'm from Shanghai, China. I'm a sophomore majoring in theater and economics. And today I brought two friends with me.
Hello, everyone. My name is Yan Chen. You can call me Alicia. I'm from Taiwan. I'm the Fulbright FOTA for the Chinese program this year at Lafayette. I'm really happy to be here.
Hello, everyone. My name is Darren, and you can also call me Zhe. I'm from Tianjin, China, and I'm a freshman and a major in mathematics. Happy to be here.
Yeah, so today we're going to talk about a really interesting topic, which is also my favorite topic when I'm with my friend and when I meet someone new. And this great idea comes from Angel. Mm-hmm. This is a topic of MBTI. So excited. So what's your guy's MBTI? What's yours, Angel?
Mine is ENFP.
ENFP. Mine is INFP. We just have one letter difference. Yeah. How about you, Darren?
I'm ESTG. Maybe totally different with you.
Yeah,
ESTJ.
ESTJ are totally different. We're like totally opposite.
Yeah.
As a personality.
Interesting.
But we're still friends though. Yeah.
Really?
Different personality. We can still be friends. We can still work together.
Okay.
Like, yeah. So for MBTI,
I have a question that I'm still not sure what mine really mean. And to be honest, I only know my MBTI is ESTG, and which people say means the management type, but I don't understand why.
Okay, here I'm going to answer this because I look up the MBTI. This MBTI actually is the name of the people who invaded this questionnaire. It's called Myers-Briggs Type Indicators, because it stands for MBTI, and it's a self-report questionnaire that's categorize individuals into 16 different personalities based on the psychology. That's the name.
Yeah, like for E and I know E stands for extroversion and I stands for introversion, which we also talked about, like you're an extroverted person or you're an introverted person. For extroversion, it's like you gain your energy and attention from the outer world of people and reflections. And for introversion people, you'll gain your attention and energy from your inner world and thoughts and reflections. What do you want to say?
So, like, people always say, oh, you're an extrovert people, so you must be, like, happy, outgoing.
Yeah.
And you're, like, introvert person, you must be, like, really quiet. Yeah. But that's not, like, it's actually not how we define people like that. So, like, Jiayu just mentioned, it's actually, like, where you get your energy from. Yeah. So I could be a shy person, but also be like to hanging out with people.
Yeah, exactly.
Get energy from people, but I can also be like an outgoing person, but also like an I person. I need my time to be alone.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, because I also attend international orientation this year. Mm-hmm. And then what interesting is many people like first met me, they all called me like, they asked me the question like, are you introverted? And I was like, no. And like all my friends right now listen to hear that question and they were like, you introverted? No way. Because I'm such an extroverted person, but sometimes I need some like little time to like cool down myself, but that doesn't mean that I'm introverted at all.
In my case, some people think I'm extrovert.
Really?
Oh, yeah, but I'm actually, I need a bunch of me time.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I think I always change in different situation, I think. It depends on the different environment who we meet. I think maybe I will change to E or I think.
Yeah, if we in like in the orientation, we meet a bunch of new people.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm an I person, I think.
I'm an I person for sure.
Yeah. I person.
Yeah, I'll be really shy and afraid to talk.
Well, it's also because international orientation is like a really close and small community. You need to meet people in a really short time. You need to like meet a bunch of people and force to communicate with them. So it might be a challenge for many people, even though you're like extroverted. Doesn't mean that you can like deal with that like really fast,
and also like the language barrier.
Yeah,
everything. Yeah, that's not easy.
Yeah, it's not. I know it's not. Yeah, and also for the second letter S and N, S means sensing, and N stands for intuition. Sensing means you take information, prefer in like clear concrete data that you can see, hear, or touch. It focus on what it is,
like a scientist.
Yeah, like a scientist.
Yeah,
like I don't know, I'm not an ass person.
No,
but yeah. Yeah,
I'm a person.
So you're ass.
Are you ass? Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot it.
Yeah.
So you need like a true data, you need like a proof, evidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need. If I want to do something, I will know what's the possibility of these things. How can I success to finish it? Yeah, I will.
Oh, yeah.
That's very different.
Yeah, that's very different. Because like for us, like for M person, is intuition person.
Yeah.
We more focus on like how it could be, like we have the big pictures and the thought about all the possibilities and patterns and all the visions of the beautiful world we're gonna be. So do you want to talk about the last two?
Yeah,
last four.
For the last two letters, T and F represents thinking and feeling. It actually means how you make decisions. For a T person like Darren, they prefer objective logic, analysis, and principles based on that to make decisions. But for us, the F person, we like to weigh the values, and we focus more on the harmony and the impact on people. If there's like hurting people or not, we care about everyone. Yeah. More like that.
Yeah, sometimes I feel really struggling because I do feel about people, but sometimes when you're in like academic stuff, when you're in group work and group project, sometimes you need to put something first. Like I do care about like my peers' feeling, and I do feel like they might be not that happy about it, but sometimes I thought just like I have to do this because we need to push the thing through.
Yeah,
but that really like struggle me sometimes.
Yeah, for F person, right?
Yeah,
that's just why people say that a lot of people say that F person are very sensitive, emotional, because feeling really matters to us a lot. And for the last letter, we have P and J, which means perceiving and judging.
Yeah.
So this is based on how you deal with the outside world. For the P person, we prefer like flexibility. We keep like options open. We like to explore, like adapting, like Dora. That's how we build the world. We don't need a plan. We just go like adventure. We don't need like, we are not afraid of like any plans or like any accidents.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for on the other hand, for the J person, they prefer structure, planning, and making decisions earlier, as early as possible,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's Darren.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think P and J are the most universally talk ladders between people, because even though you don't actually know what MBTI is, you will hear something about, hey, you're a P person, you're a J person, you're more organized or not, because it's like a clear definition than the
like
other three.
Easier to distinguish.
Yeah. I do think so.
But I also hate that some people might say that because you're a P person. Because I'm P person. I don't do things. I don't get things done. That's not true. Yeah, that's not true.
We will finish things at last minutes, last seconds.
But we will still finish. We are very responsible. We still.
Yeah, we are really responsible. Yeah, it's like, I think like P person, as a P person, I do a lot of plans.
Yeah.
But I seldom follow them.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes. But I also feel like since I came to the US, mm-hmm. I became more organized
yeah.
because I'll make plans and I'll follow them. I'll also, because I'm a double major in theater mm-hmm. economics, theater takes a lot of time. You need to like rehearse every night. If yeah. you know me, I rehearse like 5-7 to 10 every
That's
day. Yeah. So I need to structure my time, my timetable, my schedule. Mm-hmm. Whenever I throw my schedule to others, they're like, how can you survive? And I was
yeah.
like, yeah, that's how I survive. That's how it works. But that doesn't mean that I really love to make plans. It's just like I have to make them to survive.
Yeah, you're forced
yeah.
to.
Yeah. Many of my friends, like my new friends, just think about I am a J person. They were like, you cannot be a P person. You are so organized and your schedule is crazy. I was like, yeah, but I also struggle from that.
See, that's a stereotype for MBTI, right?
Yeah.
They think a J person are like this, MP person are like that.
Yeah.
But in the real life, it's not actually works like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Talking about stereotype, I think there's like recommended
mm-hmm.
jobs and majors for each MBTI.
That's
for example,
uh-huh.
for me, ENFP, the recommendation is always something related to art and artistic
oh.
side. So do theater and they'll
yeah.
do like painting, but also like some art management thing are also recommended, which is interesting because my major is theater and economics and I'm currently really interested in art management. So it
that
kind
you.
Of matches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what about you?
Let's say that for INFP, the recommendation will be language, psychology, and social science. And I happen to be really interested in those fields. Like,
okay.
My program is Chinese teaching, the language, and I love to learn different language.
Mm-hmm.
And psychology, I am also very interested in psychology to know people and to know myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember you talked to me like you learned psychology in your college,
yeah,
right?
In like college. And also my dad, because he studies psychology as well.
Oh,
so we often talk about psychology. And I really think, I feel a psychology is very attractive to me because it can answer a lot of questions about
uh-huh,
myself and
uh-huh.
how I deal with people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
And for the social science, yeah, my major in college is journalism. It's social science.
Okay.
We love to know about ourselves and the society as well.
Yeah.
So I guess that's correct for me.
Yeah.
How about you, Darren?
And for ESTG, the recommended major is the law and the business, but in real, I'm the math major. Maybe I think math, maybe it's a lot similar with the business. Yeah, maybe I think
calculate
yeah. and statistics, I think.
I feel like it's kind of relevant
yeah.
because it's all related to data.
Maybe
and
the math is tool of the business, I think.
Yeah.
So as a freshman, do you like your major so far?
Yeah.
Yes. It's a tricky question, I think.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I think the math is very interesting, but maybe sometimes it's so difficult for me and
oh.
I need my time to solve the problems. So
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So if you don't need to consider about like living or like don't need to consider about anything, just based on your preference,
mm-hmm.
which major will you choose? Like don't consider anything.
Maybe I will choose art major about
oh.
the photos.
Art major?
Yeah,
wow.
I like to use cameras, capture the world, some
oh.
beautiful moments. And some
interesting.
Yeah.
It's kind of half person feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. What stopped you from art? Do you mean we art don't make money?
That's
Well, that's valid. Sometimes, yeah.
But for me, I'll still choose that journalism. I love journalism.
Mm.
But we don't make a lot of money as well.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. So not only for the academic, the MBTI also shows, different MBTI also shows different behavior when it comes to travel.
Yep.
Yeah, we love this topic. The
we just want to talk about this topic so much.
Yeah, because we all have different experience travel with different people.
Mm-hmm.
It really matters who you travel with.
Yeah.
I feel like as a P person, I really enjoy like solo traveling by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to do whatever I want. Sometimes I just oh, here, there's a, hey, there's a trend. I'll just take the trend and see where the trends will take me to.
Yeah.
We don't need any plan and we will have fun. We just need phone, money, and we can do anything.
That's basically me. Yeah, when I'm solo traveling, I was just like, hey, I feel like going left. So I would just like go left. Yeah. I want like a map, like where it leads to.
Yeah. So if we three of us gonna travel together,
mm-hmm.
what will you do first? Darren, what will you do first?
For me, maybe I will probably make a very detailed plan, maybe even divide it into A, B, C, and you can choose which one do you prefer and keep everyone on schedule. Yeah.
Or maybe like different weather, we can do different
stuff. Maybe like I can make a plan about in this way we should take the train or take the bus or
take the taxi
to there. Yeah.
Yeah. But it takes a long time to make the plan.
Yeah, but I very enjoy this process. I'm making the plan. I feel very comfortable about this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool. Like for me it really depends. Like if we are a group of people. Like nobody will make the plan.
Yeah.
I will definitely be the person to make the plan and organize everything.
We
like book the tickets and then see where are we going, where to live and when to come back.
Yeah.
I actually have this experience when I first came to America. It's my first Frauburg in Lafayette and I went to New York with a group of my friends
mm-hmm.
and they're like all kind of people.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't really want to make plans, but nobody's going to make plans.
So you have to.
Yeah, I have to make mm-hmm. plan, and then it ends out I made all the plan. And it actually frustrated me because I'm not a person that really love to make plans. Mm-hmm. I need to like help people to make plans. That's okay for me. But if I have a really, really reliable friends around me, like who knows who they're doing, and I was like, yeah, I will be a great helper of yours. But you're in charge.
I get that.
Maybe I think it's a very interesting experience if we don't make plan before we go tripping, I think, and just go where we want to eat in random, I think. Maybe
that's what I do every time.
I want to try it.
You should definitely try that.
Yeah, I think.
We'll be like freak out in the half of the road. No, I need a plan.
Yeah, but like the bad side as a pee person, I miss my flight before.
What? You just said you will finish your deadline.
Yeah, just this is the first time I traveled domestic in the US.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like, oh, maybe it's not like international travel. I don't need to arrive too early. So I just got there and I even have my breakfast there and like chilling around. And then when I arrive, the security check, everything's closed.
Oh no.
And as a pee person, I wasn't too disappointed. I was like, okay, let's go home. Yeah, and
but what about the like ticket money?
What can you do? I just can't do anything. Yeah, my hotel and one of my friends waiting there for me. And I just keep saying I'm so sorry, I missed the flight. I couldn't go. Yeah, but this happened one time, and another time is I almost missed the flight, but I didn't. It's also I take too long time eating at the airport as well.
I feel like almost missed the flight. This thing usually happened to me. Not usually, like I have two situations. Mm-hmm. One is like almost missed the train of flight, but finally made it. And another situation is I went way too early at the airport.
Yeah.
It's like waiting there forever because I'm afraid I will be late.
Extremely.
Yeah. Yeah, like extremely. Like, but I will never like have a just right plenty of time to like wait there.
Yeah. And another time when I was in Japan, me and my friend, we went to see the Fuji mountain.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of like the countryside. So we need the bus.
Yeah. Yeah.
To like transport for as a transportation. And when we arrived there, we're so happy, like, let's go. And my friend asked me, like, should we check the schedule of the bus? I said, no, whatever. It's okay. Let's go see around first. And guess what? No bus left.
No.
Yeah, but there's always solutions that help person how we think. There's always solutions.
Yeah.
It's really hard. Like, it's impossible. You cannot find any solutions to solve the problem, right? As long as you have the money, you have the phone, you have the data, do you have the internet? Actually, there's nothing you have to be afraid of.
Yeah, that's one thing I appreciated to be person. It's like, I can deal with myself, like, really fast. I can, like, okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
I don't need to, like, being trapped in the situation. And, yeah, why not choose another choice?
Yeah,
I think that's a good part of P-person. You don't need to, like, trap in the right now situation for too long.
Yeah. So, Darren, you should definitely try to go travel, go somewhere without any plan.
Okay. Wait, what about, time, like, J-persons? Like, what, J-peoples, what will you do, like, in traveling? Do you have any, like, experience?
I haven't made everything... make everything okay in advance, and if the real situation is different with my plan, maybe
it could happen, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I will prepare another plan for it. Yeah, maybe I will not like the things to happen to the situation that I haven't planned early.
You always have millions of plans.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
So many plans.
Wow. Okay. Fair.
So you never happened? Like, things just not go what you expected?
Maybe it's happened sometimes. In this situation, maybe I've stopped doing nothing. I will just stay here and I can't continue to do the next things.
Really?
Yeah,
you just stop there?
Yeah, just stop here and
stop functioning at all.
Maybe I'd be a little happy. Angry about this, but I just stop here and do not continue.
Okay, that's really typical. We just talk about stereotypes.
Yeah. So maybe it's a good idea that a T person and a J P person
and a J
person travel together. Like J person, they make the plans, and when things go wrong, they got panic and. The P person came out.
We are the emotional
problem,
support.
Right? And we can solve the problem. Oh, it's okay. We can just do this instead of that, right?
Yeah.
And maybe that's a good idea.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it's good the J person and P person to travel together.
Travel together.
Yeah.
We should try that. I used to be a J person.
Really?
And I think that it's because my family educated me.
Mm-hmm.
Have to be prepared all of the time.
So
I used to make plans a lot.
Okay.
But I guess a personality can change.
Yeah,
because I used to get like really stressed, like Darren. If there's no plan, I got panic. I don't know what to do next. But for now, I just feel like whatever.
Yeah, it also like mine also like kind of changed after I came to US.
Oh,
it's because because like I need to depend on my own, and life is all on my own, and I need to fit in all my schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So when I do the test again, like maybe 1 week before this, we recording this, I was like, oh, I'm still an ENFP. That's surprising. I'm not a J person.
Oh,
yeah,
that's funny how the personality actually changed through time.
Yeah. After the traveling topic, we're going to talk about something more, I can say, like, spicy, but, like, more intimate.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think MBTI will affect the relationships, either friend relationship or, like, romantic relationship? I don't have romantic relationship.
Well, I feel like, because being in a couple is like traveling with someone for a long term. I mean, you have to hang out with this person for a long time, right?
Yeah.
So, of course, it's like a more serious situation like than the travel experience. So, I used to date a guy, I guess he's like a T person. I guess. So every time when I have something, I feel really sad, he always say, oh, you should not cry now. You should do, like, we should do this, we should do that. He gave me a lot of solutions.
I
Yeah, for example,
no.
I did something wrong on my work. And then he say, so now you should call your boss or you should like call your colleague to deal with this problem. And maybe next time you can do something to prevent this stuff happens. But at the moment, what I want is just like, just comfort me. Just I'm good enough. I don't need a solution right now. I think that's the main difference between us.
Yeah.
And obviously this relationship doesn't go well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But like sometimes I do feel like sometimes, although I do want you to like comfort me, but I do need some solutions at that time. So I will appreciate it. You give me solutions, but I do want, after. Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I have a good story about this.
Yeah.
So last night I was like scrolling the reels. I found a really interesting reel talking about this. So you, Darren, you as a
tea person,
right? Yeah. Let me tell you the story and see what you're thinking.
Okay.
So there's a couple, they're walking on the street, and suddenly the girl fell down, and her phone just split out on the street. And the first thing this couple did is to check if the phone is okay, is there any scratch on the phone? What do you think?
If it were me, I think the first thing I will care about my girlfriend, and the second thing is to pick up the phone. But maybe the phone is also a very important, I think.
Yeah,
if it's broken, also, maybe it's so expensive to buy another one. So,
but is it a universal
question? I think my girlfriend is the most important.
So you will like take care of your girlfriend first.
Yeah, I will ask her what happened to you.
Yeah, because that reels is like really, they just talk about the phone together to see if there's any scratch on it. And they're like, oh, there's nothing more. So as a P person, I was like, what the hell are they doing? Why the guy is not like asking if the girl is okay or not?
Yeah.
I cannot understand that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is like one of
F person.
Yeah, the
feeling.
Difference.
Yeah.
Showing like on the behavior of the relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's kind of like a universal question. Like a long time before, have you heard of this? Like, if you, your girlfriend, and your phone fell into the pond, who will save first? But I do know somebody will say, like, I will save the phone because my girlfriend can swim.
Right. It just shows that, P person and the...
F and T. F and T. F and T.
Yeah, F person and T person. Like, actually, they care about different things. Their priorities are different. For the F person, we care about the feelings more.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe for the T person, they're more realistic.
Yeah.
Like, is the phone okay? Maybe I have to
buy
a new
phone.
Yeah.
The phone is the most important thing.
Yeah. I mean, they'll say, I do feel sorry for you, but the phone is also important.
Yeah, it's also important. Yeah, that's true.
So, because we're in US right now and we're not like originally born here or grew up here, so do you think MBTI is a universal thing? Because I think it's more popular in like East Asian.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like back in Taiwan we talk about MBTI a lot, and even on the social media and even with our friend, almost everyone have took the test before, but it's not, I feel like it's not that common here in the US.
yeah. What do you think?
My first time to know the MBTI is when I'm in high school period, before I applied for the university in the New York, US.
And
my advisor asked me, you have to do this test to know what major is the most feasible for you. And after I take this test and I'm a ESTJ, maybe I, the recommended major is what, and I choose maybe the math is fit to me, so I choose math as my first major to apply for the university.
That is interesting, because I don't know if it's true, but I heard there's some companies when you're like applying for their jobs, they will ask for your MBTI in your resume, just see if you fit this job or not.
I don't think that's fair.
Yeah,
it's just like doing the same thing as a Lodia sign.
I feel like it's kind of like sticking tags on people, kind of, because it's, after all, it's just like a personality test. You can say anything you want, and also it doesn't like represent the whole you, I believe.
it's not, it's impossible that people just have 16 personalities. Yeah. Right? And it's funny because I heard Darren's story back in my college. We don't really, back in my college, MBTI is not that popular. Mm-hmm. So we don't base on, we don't use that to choose a major. Oh, wow. I think that's interesting. Do you actually use that to choose a major now?
Sometimes, I mean.
Sometimes,
yeah, it's
really?
Just, I just to...
reference?
Reference, yes. I mean, yeah, just a reference for me to choose the major, I think.
Yeah, I think that's same for the job. If someone, if someone say they're not going to hire me based on my MBTI, or just, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I also think if they do that, they're not like a company that is that, I mean, like you're looking for, because they just judge people by stereotypes.
Yeah,
there must be have some bias in this test, I think. So.
Yeah, what do you think they have? Like bias, do they have?
Because they have the 8 letters, right, and they only have the 16 types of the MBTI. So maybe someone isn't involved in it. Maybe there are another type. Maybe I think.
The test really take too long time to finish it.
Yeah,
and sometimes you feel not so patient enough to finish everything.
And there are so many like paid versions.
Yeah,
and after you do like thousands of questions, and then just like pay $1 and you can get your answers. Like,
no,
I found free website to test this.
Yeah, I use the free one, but
yeah, do not pay for it. Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us on Global Expressions Podcast, presented by EAP Center and CITOS. We appreciate your time and we look forward to continuing these global conversations in our next episode.